As the Federal Reserve continues raising interest rates to fight inflation, investors are watching to see how the job market will react. So far, it's been steady, but will it stay that way? For more, let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and the host of Jill on Money. Jill, hello.
Hello.
So before we dive in, could you quickly walk us through how interest rates and the job market are connected when it comes to inflation?
Well, just think about what the Federal Reserve is trying to do. They are trying to maintain a balance. They want the economy to grow enough so that anyone who wants a job can get a job. But at the same time, the other part of their mandate is to control prices. So in order to control prices, they are pushing up interest rates, short-term interest rates. They're hoping that that slows down everybody's spending. And what we have often seen is in these periods where the Federal Reserve raises interest rates, especially as aggressive as they've been so far in this cycle, is that it can slow things down too much and that we can go into a recession.
All right. So then what signs are you seeing that the job market could be cooling, leading to this potential slowdown?
You know, last week we got two really interesting reports. Well, interesting to me. For mortals, probably not that interesting. But what we saw was, first of all, we saw that as of the end of August, the number of job openings really plunged. We went from 11.2 million down to 10.1 million. That was the largest one-month drop since the start of the pandemic. I know it's still way higher than it was before the pandemic. We were at 6.9 million in February, so we're at 10.1. But this is one sign. And then last week, at the end of the week, we found out we had 263,000 jobs created in September. Again, in the pre-pandemic era, 260,000 jobs is a good number. But when we give some context to this, we say we lost 22 million jobs in 2020. In 2021, we added those jobs back. We had monthly averages of more than 560,000. This year, we've got more than 420,000 jobs per month. 263 is even lower, so it looks like the pace of hiring is starting to slow down, as expected. But when you really think forward, you say, uh-oh, is it going to slow down even more? And then we're going to see minus signs, meaning job losses, instead of plus signs.
And that then would be a sign of the economy cooling overall.
Absolutely. And I think that what's really important here is that there are other signs, even in that report, like we are all looking to get paid more money, right? Everyone wants more money because everything costs more. Wages increased by 5% from a year ago, according to the Labor Department. That would normally be an unbelievable number. But inflation's running at over 8%. Even the core inflation rate is more than 6%. That means wages are not keeping up with inflation, and that's very difficult for many workers. But what we're seeing is that many big employers are saying, hey, maybe we don't have to increase wages by as much as we thought. Walmart said they're hiring 40,000 associates for seasonal workers in the fourth quarter. That's down from 150. We've been seeing announcements from Amazon. We're going to slow down our hiring in their retail sector. Meta says they're freezing their hiring. So there are big companies in different sectors that are really starting to slow down their hiring plans and in some cases freezing them. That's often the first step towards the slippery slide down to a labor market that's under a lot of pressure.
And on that ominous note, that's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks as always.
Thank you.